counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
All right, let's get it started. Another week, another countdown. No babies this week.
Oh, no, I'm just lying.
Yeah, no babies this week. Well, we'll have to bring Anna back. I think she was a hit. I think she was a lot of people. That was probably our most shared photo on Facebook outside of our Sappy Fest contest. And I don't know. I have a feeling like the listenership of that episode is probably through the roof.
I don't listen back on the show too often, but the day that the show was airing, I was on my way up to a family gathering a couple hours away, and so my wife and I listened to the show, and we both thought it was hilarious she was a hilarious addition, because it was just this regular show and we didn't have a mic directly on her, so she's just kind of in the background, but there's a lot of babbling. There's some pretty on point noises where you're like, right, Anna, and then as if she actually is responding. I thought it was pretty fun. It could have gone one of two ways, and thankfully it went the one and not the other.
it went the way that we really hoped it would go. All right,
so hopefully you enjoyed it too.
Yeah, I hope so. And now it's just Brian and I, so don't stop listening to the show. If that's the only way you'll listen to it, let us know. We can bring Anna back anytime,
or other guest hosts.
Yeah,
need to up our guest game.
Wayne will be the same way as Anna is. He always is. So
why the poor Wayne?
I know. He's such
a class act, and you just give him,
he gives it back. It's good. We've got a big show lined up for you this program. We have the top 20, of course. Steven is with us with music news for the week and a song pick of the week as well in the second hour. And we have an interview with our number 10. It's a debut on the charts. Don't want to give it away, but it's going to be great.
You're probably familiar with them.
You probably,
if you've been a long-time listener of this program.
And perhaps you caught our interview with this artist back in 2014.
And 2012.
Yeah. So, yeah.
When they had two other successive number one albums.
I know.
Four and five.
I feel like I'm part of the pack. I've said too much. So there you go. We've got lots coming up. But first, before we do that, of course, we want to let you know where the charts come from. And that is a great little website courtesy of our friends at the NCRA.
If you haven't been there within the last 5 minutes, you go and check it out. It is Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is always found at earshot-online.com. Don't worry if that's too much to remember. You can just plug Earshot into your favorite search engine and it should come up as the number one result. You can find the national top 50 on there, from which we pull the top 20 most played albums across Canada for the week. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, August 16th, 2016. Usually about 30 stations submitting their own top 30 charts as well, which you can find. And in addition to that, genre-specific charts both nationally and regionally for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and so much more. And as always, that is produced by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and some fine volunteers and staff. And again, you can find that all at earshot-online.com. That's Earshot with an exclamation mark at the beginning. Unlike Exclaim with an exclamation mark at the end.
And then
with people with the exclamation marks.
That's true. So if you ever want to partner with this radio show, you have to include some. So I wouldn't narrow it down to just exclamation marks. It can be any sort of
exclamation. Like a holy F?
No. I'm thinking more like, you know, an ampersand or...
Oh, I see. So yeah. Just special characters.
Yeah, any of them.
Because you're something of a
character. I'm a special character. That's true. Earshot20@gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/Earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. And we will do it by playing something from your latest release and we will give you an interview. All right. So we've had some jumbling around. We've got some new stuff. We said goodbye to some old stuff. Tell us what happened, Brian. Give us the rundown of what happened.
For sure, tons and tons of movement this week. Only two of our albums sitting still this week, and none within a first hour of our program. There's going to be four new albums to tell you about this week, including, as Anthony mentioned, a debut at number 10 that we'll get to in the not-too-distant future. Lots of albums re-entering into the program as well. And so, as a result of that, we say goodbye to a few releases. Danny Romano down from number 12 to number 21, just outside of the program, as well as Blood Orange from 13 to 23 with the album Freetown Sound. The Avalanches from 19 to 26, and Aphex Twin from 18 to 31. And Catronata on our charts for several weeks in a row, perhaps a couple of months since the release of that album in May. And this week it is at number 32, down from number 17. But as we're seeing this week, and as we see many other times, some of these might re-enter into the program as well. And that also includes perhaps some debuts next week of new albums, nine debuts below the top 20 that we'll tell you about in the second hour as well. So tons and tons of new stuff here as we near the end of summer.
Yeah, and as we'll hear with Stephen coming up in a little bit and in the next hour of the program, lots of new music is starting to come out, and this is about the time that it happens, starts to get really busy with releases. So
yeah,
lots
of September good stuff for sure out. Is usually a really, really busy month for new music. You'd think that, you know, as the summer ends that it might slow down, but that's definitely not the case. There's some big ones I'm waiting on for sure, and lots of new stuff coming into our program, including a big debut that we're going to tell you about in about an hour.
There you go. Okay, let's kick it off. Number 20, we'll make our way up from there.
All right, we're going to start off with a couple of new ones here. A new album on Hand Drawn Dracula by the band Valens. It's called Consent, and you'll hear a track called Karen. Re-entering the charts as well as our program at number 19 is Brave Radar with Lionhead on Fixed Records. You're going to hear Castle Mixer. And then Let Me Go by another new release for us. It's called Hit Reset. It's by the Julie Ruin. Last week at 41, this week at number 18.
Here's your number 20 this week, Valens, and a song called Karen. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20. We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 19.
Number 18.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was the Julie Ruin closing out the first set here on this week's Earshot 20 at number 18, up from number 41 from the record Hit Reset. You heard Let Me Go. In the middle there by Brave Radar, their latest on Fix Records is called Lionhead. It re-enters the top 50 at number 19. You heard Castle Mixer also re-entering the charts and debuting on our program for the first time is a new record by Valens called Consent at number 20. You heard a track called Karen.
If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. The countdown has just begun. However, any of the program that you missed, you can go online and grab it. We'll tell you about that as we near the end of the program. And of course, we mentioned in the beginning that Stephen Karlick will be joining us, and that's coming up just on the other side of the next set of music, talking about new releases and things coming out. And it does seem like the end of summer, you get the festival season is what's rounding out and the new stuff is coming out. And Brian, you said that there were a couple you were waiting on. What releases are you waiting on?
Oh, you're kind of putting me on the spot here.
Well, that's what I do.
Well, there's a new album by Preoccupations that's coming out soon. A new album by Crystal Castle is coming out this week. And a new album that's debuting on the top 10 this week that we've been alluding to. I'm sure there's at least a dozen others that I can't think of off the top of my head. Some of them that are arriving in the station here and some that are just around the corner. But there's always tons of good new stuff coming out, both locally, nationally, and internationally, pretty much every day.
Yeah, it's
lots of every Friday at the very least.
And we'll hear about new music in the next hour as well, stuff that's debuting below the top 20, but might have a chance of making the way up into this program, but at least is on the charts, and I'll make my predictions. I also realized that during that break of music, I started something that then died because you refused to adopt it. And that was at the beginning of the program, when you could do the rundown of things that have fallen off, I called it the scoop and you didn't like it. But I think I'm going to try and bring it back.
It's not your best.
No, I'm going to try and bring it back.
It's not your best.
Anyway, let's head on to number 17.
Unless you get some sound effects.
Like, pew, pew,
no,
pew,
like scooping of ice cream.
Oh.
But I still think it's a terrible...
You don't make that... Nothing makes sound,
well,
though.
Then you'll have to figure it out.
Or sprinkles on ice, anyway.
That's your challenge that I'm giving you.
Let's make
if
our way
you
on.
Make a great opening for that segment, then I'll commit to it.
Okay. I'll give it some thought.
If you put that much work into it, how can I say no?
Well, you can't. If no. I do it, you can't say no,
that's,
really.
Yeah, that's partially true.
Yeah. All right, I will think about that. You let them know what's coming in at 17.
At number 17, down from number 6, it's the latest by Holy F on Last Gang Records called Congrats. And you're going to hear a track called Chimes Broken. And then back into our program, back into the Earshot Top 50. At number 16, the latest release by Braids. It is an EP called Companion. You'll hear Joni. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Like we always come back here to this. Are we afraid of all the unknown along the way? Jones playing in the car on a highway. Saw man driving with his front window smashed in. He was swerving with the wind and his guidance. If he fell off, would he be doing this? We don't know where we are going. I will be fine without knowing, darling. Can
That was Joni by Braids from their newest release, Companion. It is a new EP on Flemish Eye, and it is back into the charts at number 16. Down from number 6 to 17 is Holy F from the album Congrats. You heard Chimes Broken.
Another week of music, another week of music news right here on the Earshot 20 and delivered to us, of course, by the one and only Stephen Karlick, senior editor at Exclaim. Stephen, although now that I think about it, maybe you're not the only... I mean, you're our only Stephen Karlick, but maybe there's another Stephen Karlick in the world. I'm not sure.
I believe there is. He worked on Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal.
Oh, yeah. That's very interesting. It's interesting that you know that
You've Googled yourself. We've all Googled ourselves.
Okay, true enough.
I'm just making sure, yep, I'm the first result, so it's all good.
That's it. If not, you'd have some work to do. Lots of, if you Google Exclaim, you're going to get Exclaim, and lots of great music news to come over the next couple hours of the program. In this hour, we're going to kick things off with the return of John K. Samson.
Yes, indeed, and for those who do not know who John K. Samson is, shame on you, and also he is from famed Winnipeg band The Weaker Thans. It's been years of his not releasing new material, and same with The Weaker Thans. The band confirmed last year that they had kind of sort of broken up. That seems to have left the coast clear for frontman John K. Samson, who will further pursue his solo career later this year when he releases Winter Wheat, a new album due out on October 21st, courtesy of Anti Records. and will mark Samson's solo follow-up to 2012's Provincial. Despite the dissolution of his band, drummer Jason Tate co-produced the upcoming album, along with Samson's partner and creative collaborator Christine Fellows. Weaker Than sound tech Cam Lopke also helped out on the recording, while bass player Greg Smith can be heard on the new songs too. So not all that far from being a Weaker Than's record, if you're keeping details like that in your mind. The first sampling of the album has arrived with a song called Post-Doc Blues, which tackles the topic of creating real connections in a technologically driven world. The track was originally penned while Samson was working on his For the Turnstiles project, which was inspired by Neil Young's On the Beach. You can see the whole track list for the album, hear that new single, and see the cover of the album at exclaim.ca.
I like the name, Winter Wheat. It could be even the name of a beer as well.
It's the John K. Samsoniest title for an album of all time.
And it would be great if he partnered up with a beer company to kind of, yeah, it's...
The branding cross-promotion potential is endless.
It's
if you're
it's
listening, John K. Samson, make some major dough off that one.
Give us a call. We'll help you out. All right. Well, it sounds like one to watch for. Now, this next story, Music for a Cause. I guess you could say that's the idea behind a free concert happening in September in Montreal.
Yes, indeed. This is kind of a cool one. So social action platform Global Citizen has announced a free concert in Montreal with a star-studded lineup as part of a campaign against some of the world's deadliest diseases. The show, which is set to take place on September 17th at Montreal's Bell Centre, will feature performances from Usher, Half Moon Run, Grimes, Metric, and an artist that I've been increasingly paying attention to, one of my recent up-and-coming favorites. Her name is Charlotte Cardin. She's from Montreal as well. And all of them will be playing in support of the Global Fund's fight to end AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria by the year 2030. Marie-Pierre Morin, Patrick Langlois, and George Strombolopoulos, which together have a lot of syllables, will serve as hosts for the evening, while Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Microsoft founder Bill Gates will also be in attendance. A total of 10,000 tickets for the event will be handed out through a lottery process. This is kind of a cool thing. For a chance to win, fans need to complete 5 tasks that include watching a video and taking a quiz, signing a petition, sending an email to call on world leaders to fund the eradication of polio, call Prime Minister Trudeau to push for strong investments in health and development, and sign an additional petition in support of education for adolescent girls. Fans can complete the 5 tasks at exclaim.ca, where you will find a link. The concert will be broadcast live on Bell 5 TV1 and live streamed at iHeartRadio.ca. Or you could do all those world-improving steps and see if you can score some tickets to the event.
Such a cool idea, and what a great group of talent to have on the bill, and an incredible event to be able to attend for free. Like, it's just, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm not seeing it anymore, but there was something, I think I saw something somewhere about Bono from U2 either playing host or doing something musical. Don't quote me on that, but I'm fairly certain I saw something to that effect.
I feel like you said from U2 for my benefit, because you recall that. Anyway,
let the record show that I didn't say that.
I know. All right. Well, and so if you get a chance to go to that concert, or really any concert this summer, know that you'll be a happier person for it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And a better person.
And a better person, which leads into our next story, because going to concerts can make you happy.
Yes, it can, apparently. If you're a music fan who's been feeling a little low, maybe consider going out to a few more shows. As like you just said, a new study out is suggesting that heading out to concerts and festivals contributes to a happier overall life. A recently published study from Victoria's Deakin University called, quote, "If You're Happy and You Know It, Music Engagement and Subjective Well-Being," had researchers asking a random sampling of 1,000 Australians about their overall satisfaction of life. This was done over the telephone. Apparently, those who said they'd attended any sort of, quote, habitual music engagement ranked higher with their subjective well-being than those who did not. And I quote, "The findings revealed that engaging with music by dancing or attending musical events was associated with higher subjective well-being than for those who did not engage with music in these forms." Other findings from the study were that those who danced at the music event scored even higher than those who make it out to shows but don't move to music. It is, however, noted that not all concertgoers are physically able to dance, while, quote, it is equally plausible that those experiencing higher than average levels of SWB, that is, of course, subjective well-being, tend to dance and attend music events more frequently in celebration of their good mood, as it is that dancing and attending musical events are precursors to higher well-being. So, some interesting things there. Go to shows, and if you can, get your dance on.
All I know is that I have deduced from all of that that Exclaim must be the happiest place to work, because it's all you guys do is music and review shows and go to things. So I think I want to come work for you guys so that I can be happy for the rest of my life.
It's mostly dancing. Well, the magazine is just a side project of ours.
Right. I like that even more because I love a good dance party. So there you go. All right, exclaim.ca for more and pick up a copy near you. And more from Steven in the second hour of the program. Right now, more from Brian. He's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Sleep in the Heat is a track from the newest Pup album, The Dream Is Over. It drops just one spot this week to number 15. And that comes up next within our top 20.
On these streets, I ain't
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Jump by Japanese Girls from the album Divorce. It's into our program for the first time this week at number 14, up from number 36. And dropping just one spot this week is the latest album by Pup called The Dream Is Over. It's at 15, and you heard Sleep in the Heat.
It's a good thing that you... See, this is why you're integral to this program, because if I was doing the show by myself this week, I literally would have said that was JPNS, GRLS, because I wouldn't have known, or like, yeah, it's missing all of the vowels. Oh, you did. Okay. Pronunciation of the...
I think last week I called it Japan's Girls, perhaps. But okay. This week I decided I needed to know.
You corrected yourself.
I don't know if I did or not, though. Maybe, yeah. I didn't.
Oh, well, there you go. That's the name of the band. It's just, it's missing all the vowels in it, but still cool. I like it. All right. We've got three more tracks to get to before this hour is complete. So... let's do it. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
It is the newest album by Supermoon called Playland, dropping from 8 to 13. Here's a track called If You Say So.
Summer camp. Would you also
Your Shot 20, number 11.
She asks for a dime.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was I Fell the Same by Adrian Teacher and the Subs from their latest release. Terminal City comes our way by You've Changed Records. It's at number 11 up from number 16. Also climbing its way up the charts this week from number 15 to number 12 is the self-titled debut album by Weird Lines. And you heard Summer Can. And kicking off that set of three, our final set of the first hour here as we bring you the top 20 of the week. It was Super Moon with the album Playland, dropping from 8 to 13 with the track If You Say So.
I just got it. Adrian Teacher and the Subs, as in like substitute teachers. Man. I love when I have like aha moments on this show. Makes me feel smart.
Now you shared that with the world.
I did. Well, I don't care.
The moment and the knowledge.
The moment and the knowledge. Felt good. It felt good. All right, that is the first 10 of the top 20 complete. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland also in studio. We do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. That's where the charts come from. And the program comes from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. It's where we record the program, and it's broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 Atlantic Standard Time. That's in the evening. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing the program. You can also find us online, Earshot. You can find the Earshot online. I was going to say earshot-online.com.
You can also find the internet on your computer.
You can find us on the internet on radioforall.net and or you can podcast on iTunes. Don't start, Brian. Come on. We still have an hour left. In the next hour of the program, the top 10 an interview with one of the artists within our top 10, plus Stephen Karlik's back, and Brian's got the lowdown. It's going to be jam-packed, and we're going to give it to you in just a few minutes. Stick around. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.